Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chav Gimel, and we are 24 lines from the top of Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, Tanu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipashala ben Fager Rachel, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishma Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So today's daf is going to be a tale of two amudim, really a part one and a part two. Both are yevamistic, however, not the same sugya. The first part of today's daf is going to discuss the erva of achoisoi. So arayos is one of the sub-themes of Maseches Yevamos, and the first part of today's daf is going to discuss one of the arayos, specifically the erva of Achoisai. The second part of today's daf is going to get involved in some real geshmak Yevamos math, some real geshmak Yevamos cases. So first, the first part of the daf. So one of the arayos in the Torah is Achoisai. What's Achoisai? A person's sister, which from a high level is very straightforward. We all know what a sister is. Stating that, when it comes to halacha, both in terms of the psukim and in terms of the Torah Shebaal Peh, there are actually many different variables in terms of what exactly a sister can mean. So for example, a person could have a sister where he shares a common father with his sister. Achoisei min ha'av. A person could have a sister where he shares a common mother. Achoisei min ha'ein. A person could have a sister where he shares a common father and a common mother. Achoisei min ha'av. And achoisai minoe. Additionally, it's possible that the person's sister, who came, let's say, because of the fact that they have a common father, came through the fact that his father was married to a woman, and through his ishus, through marriage, he had a daughter, who, it turns out, is his sister. It's also possible that this sister, whose father is his father, was born not through marriage, but rather me'anu sasai. So in this case of achoisei minoav, it's possible for it to be achoisei minoav, where the father was married to a woman, not this person's mother, another woman, had a daughter, so that now this daughter is achoisei minoav. But the point is that this girl, the achoisei, the sister, was born through a marriage. His father was married to a woman. It's also possible that the father fathered this girl, not through marriage. It was through being ma'anis, or through being mafata a woman. Now you would ask, why does that matter in the erva of achoisei? We're going to see in today's daf, it very much matters. So again, when you talk about achoisei, as much as, simply speaking, when you mava sedra, a sister is a sister. Is it achoisei min ha'av? Is it achoisei min ha'ein? Is it achoisei min ha'av and min ha'ein? When your sister was born, was she born through marriage? Or maybe she was born because your father was ma'anas a woman and fathered a child. Your father was mafat a woman and fathered a child. All these variables are going to play themselves out very, very prominently in today's daf. Now, just before we start the daf, we also have to be familiar with the psukim in the Torah. And it's there are really two psukim that talk about achoisai. They're in Parshas Akrimos. The first is Perek Yudches Pasuk Tes, and the other one is Perek Yudches Pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk says, Ervas achoischa, Bas avicha oy basi mecha, meledes bayis oy meledes chutz loisagal ervasa. So the Torah says a person is not allowed to be megala the erva of his sister. And the Torah says, what is a sister? Bas avicha, your father's daughter, meaning achoisei minoav, oy basi mecha, your mother's daughter, meaning achoisei minoe. Then the pasuk cryptically says, meledes bayis oy meledes chutz. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Loisagal ervasa. The next pasuk, two psukim later, ervas bas Eshes avicha, meledes avicha, achoischahi, loisagal ervasa. So we're clearly talking about a person's sister. Achoischahi, it says. So we know it's a sister. But the preface to achoischahi is ervas bas eshes avicha. So she's your sister because she's bas avicha. She's the daughter of your father, meaning it's achoisei minoav. But the pasuk adds, it's ervas bas eshes avicha. That her mother is your father's wife. So the pasuk is not just describing an achoisei minoav. It's describing an achoisei minoav where you and this girl share the same father, but where the girl's mother, who's not your mother, but the girl's mother is your father's wife. So it's a chosei min ha'av where it came through ishus. The pasuk seems to be excluding a case where it would be a chosei min ha'av, but it didn't come through ishus, but it came because your father was ma'anis a woman, or your father was mafat a woman. So it's a little bit complex. Either way, today's daf begins with a braisa, a machloikis tanoim with regards to the erva of a chosei. Zoch de gemar, tanu rabba anon. We learned in a braisa, haba'al achosai, if someone is ba'al achosai, he violates the erva of achosai. Vihibas ish esafif. So she wasn't just achosai, but she was also the daughter of your father's wife. So somebody was ba'al achosai mino'av. And this girl's mother is your father's wife. So she's number one achosai. She's number two, the daughter of your father's wife. Says the braisa, chayev mishum achosai umishum bas ish esafif. The person that was born, this woman, is going to be chayev twice. Number one, because he violated the erva of achosai. They have the same father. This girl is his sister. Number two, she's also the daughter of your father's wife, bas ish esafif. And for that too, you're going to be chayev. Now, what's the makar to be chayev twice? It's two psukim in the Torah. The two psukim that we just mentioned. Pasuk tes, ervas achoischo bas avicho, and then pasuk yud aleph, ervas bas ishes avicho. So these are two different psukim in the Torah. That means they're two different arayos, two different shemois in the world of erva, and it's for that reason you're going to be chayev twice. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, the argument says, "Ene chayev elam mishum achoisa b'vad v'loy mipnei basa yishasafet." No, the person's only going to be chayev for achoisai. At the end of the day, she's your sister. The fact that she's also the daughter of your father's wife, for that you're not going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, "Ma'itam ayod the Rabbanon." Why did the Rabbanon hold you chayev twice? The Gemara says, "Amri mechti ksev this two psukim." It says, "Ervas achoischo baso vicho oy basi mecho." That's pasuk test. The Torah already says that achoisim and av is considered an erva. So ervas bas yishasavicho min ladas avicha achois. So why did Torah need pasuk yud aleph to tell me again achosim and av? You already said achosim and av. So the Gemara says Shema Amina must be it's coming to teach me the chayvim mishum achosim mishum baseishes aviv that there are two shemos and arayas achosim mino av is an erva and then baseishes aviv even though she's also achosim is also an erva. So my time out the rabbanon it's very straightforward. Shout in the rabbanon is because it's two psukim. One pasuk means simply your chayiv because she's achosim mino av and the other pasuk is telling me baseishes aviv that's going to be a problem as well. Okay, the Rabbanon then seemed to be pretty straightforward. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, why would Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda then hold that you're only chayev mishum achoisa, you're not chayev for this new name of Bas Ish HaSafiv? We have two psokim. So if there's two psokim, probably to tell me that there's two chiyuvim. So the Gemara says, Amakra, because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Pasuk said achois chohi. After the Torah mentioned ervas bas eshes avicha moiledes avicha, the Torah added the words achois chohi, and we learn from there mishum achoisa yatam mechayvoy yichayev for achoisa yatam mechayvoy mishum bas eshes aviv. However, you're not going to be chayev for bas eshes aviv. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's true. There's a second pasuk, but in that second pasuk there's also a miut. There's a miut that says that you're only chayev for achoisa. You're not going to be chayev mishum bas eshes aviv. So before we go weiter, super high level, the Chachamim hold, if someone is Baal Achoisei, that's also Baal Eishasaviv, you chayev twice. Two chiyuvim. What does it mean, two chiyuvim? Number one, you did two averes in Shemayim, that probably means something. Number two, if a person would do it b'shoigig, he would have to bring two karbonos chatas. If someone's born an erva b'shoigig, he's chayev chatas. The reason is because if someone's born an erva b'mezid, he's chayev karas. And anytime you do an avera b'shoigig that had you done b'mezid would have been chayev karas, you have to bring a chatas. So it's negeh the karbonos chatas. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you're only going to be chayev one, you're only chayev rachoysai, there's no new shem called bas eshes of it. What's the makar to the rabbanon? Two psukim. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, he has a miut in that second pasuk. So the question is going to be, and this is something that we're going to understand by the time we finish the first part of the daf, is that what's the purpose of that whole second pasuk? According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need it? To tell me that Yechayev for Achoisim in Av, that was pasuk tes. What's pasuk Yud Av teaching me? According to the Chachamim, it's a whole new Isser, so it warrants its own pasuk. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the tachlis of that pasuk? There's a lot of words in that pasuk. And right now, it seems like every single word in that pasuk is extra. It doesn't really have a tayelas. So obviously, this is something that we're going to have to explore. But for now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, it says achois chohi in that second pasuk, in pasuk Yud Aleph, and that teaches me that you chayef for achois chohi, you're not chayef for basa yishasov. It says, what did the Rabbanon do with achois chohi? Not to be memayit that you're not chayiv for bas eishes aviv. So what is it coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, "Mibayilu lechayiv ala choisoi bas aviv ubasimoi." You know what I need a choischi to teach me? The pasuk that mentions a choischi, the first pasuk, pasuk tes, discusses a choisei mino av or a choisei mino ein. What if this girl is achaisim min o'av and achaisim min o'im. Like most sisters, you have the same father and you have the same mother. Interestingly enough, the pasuk never said that it's going to be a problem. Achais chayi says the rabbanon is marba that you're going to be chayiv even for achaisim min o'av and achaisim min o'im, which is a chiddush. But not only is it a chiddush, says the Gemara, in the world of achaisai, this is actually a chiddush in Gan Shas. A very famous one line in Gemara. Loima, because from the fact that the Torah had to write the words achos rehi to teach me that Yechayev, not only for achosim in Ahav or achosim in Ahim, but even for achosim in Ahav and achosim in Ahim, we learned she'ein mazirim in Adin. That had we not had a pasuk, I wouldn't have known it. Meaning, at first glance, you'll tell me, I need a pasuk to tell me achosim in Ahav, achosim in Ahim. If I know achosim in Ahav, and I know achosim in Ahim, it's a kal v'chomer achosim in Ahav and achosim in Ahim. Teretz is true. Kal v'chomer really is a midah shatayr and a dreshes ban. And really, you should be able to apply the kal v'chomer over here, but we can't. The reason is because this pasuk is an azara. It's a loisase. It's a loisase which warrants oynish. That's the definition of azara. And ein mazira min adin. You cannot learn an azara from a kal v'chomer. Now I know you can't learn azara from a kal v'chomer from the fact that the Torah wrote achos rehi to teach me achos min av achos min oyim. Why did Torah have to do that? L'chera could have known a mikal v'chomer. Oh, that's a raya. Kal v'chomer doesn't work. So not only does this pasuk teach me achos min av and achos min oyim, it goes down as the source of that, but it also goes down as the source of a more macro din. And that is, this is the makar that ain't mazir min adin. Why? Because if mazir min adin, I wouldn't need this pasuk. So, Rabbi Yehuda, he also holds that you learn ain't mazir min adin. He also holds that you learn achoysim min o'av and achoysim min o'im from achoys chahi. But im kein, lichta v'rachmana achoys chah. Could have just said achoys chah. He, lamali. The word he is a separate drasha. Mishum achoys chah, atam achayv, atam achayv, mishum eishas ov. That's coming to teach me the second halacha. You only chay for achoys chah, but you're not chay for bas eishas. Why don't Rabbanon darshin behi? They hold that it still had to say he. Because had it not said the word he, it would have only said achoyscha. So I would have said, yeah, achoyscha is coming to be marba achoyse minoav and achoyse minoe. But not because ein mazir minadin, lo'ilo mazir minadin. But still the Torah said achoyscha. Why? If mazir min adin, and I would know mikal v'chomer, so why would the Torah have to say achoyscha? Because p'chitei achoyscha calls rachman olam ali. You're going to ask me that if mazir min adin, I could have known mikal v'chomer, why did the Torah have to mention it? There's a rule, milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer, tarf v'kasav l'akra. Sometimes the Torah is going to write something that I would anyways have known from a kal v'chomer. Kasav rachman ali. He is for that reason the Torah wrote the word he to teach me that, number one, achoyscha, that yechayev for achoyscha min av and achoyscha min ayin, and he, only here Yechayev for Achoysim min o'av and Achoysim min o'im, because there's a pasuk. But had there not been a pasuk, you wouldn't have. Why? Because Ba'alma ein mazir min adin, and this is not something you would have known mikal v'chomer. So it's not pshat that I could have known a mikal v'chomer afal pikin, the Torah wrote it anyways. No, it's something I wouldn't have known mikal v'chomer because of ein mazir min adin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins achos chahi to tell me you're only chay for achos chay, but you're not chay for basay shesaviv. Why doesn't he say that I need achos chahi to teach me, number one, you're chay for achos minav and achos minayim, and then he to teach me that, but lo'olam, in Mazir min Adin, in Cain, he hears that. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, I hear that. Meaning it's a taina. But if that's really what the Torah wanted to tell me, the Torah would have written it in the previous pasuk. And the fact that the Torah wrote it in this pasuk, the pasuk that mentions Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha, what the Torah is telling me is that even when it's Bas Eishas Aviv, and you would have thought that maybe there should be a new Erva over here because of Bas Eishas Aviv, Kamash Malon, that there's not going to be a new Erva of Bas Eishas Aviv. So again, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. If someone's Baal Achoysim min O'av, and she's also Bas Eishas Aviv, just to clarify this one point, it's possible for Achoysim min O'av not to be Bas Eishas Aviv, like we mentioned in the introduction. How is that possible? Where your father was Ma'anis somebody, so that this girl, your sister, wasn't born through a marriage of your father, but rather it was born through a Bia Ba'alma, through the fact that he was Ma'ana somebody. So what happens if it's Achoysim min O'av, and it's also Ba'as Eishasov? According to Rachamim, you're Chayev twice. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you're only going to be Chayev once. So really, it doesn't matter if your father was Ma'anis, this woman, and that's how this girl was born, and that's how she became Achoysim min O'av, or it came through marriage. It makes no difference. According to Rachamim, it makes a difference. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, it does not make a difference. Now, according to Chachamim, that it makes a difference, we understand why the Torah talked about it. We understand why the Torah would say, Ervas bas eishes avicha, lo yisegal ervasa, because it's a separate erva. Ad kidei kach, achoyse min ha'av, that's also basa yishasavah, you're going to be chayv twice. Once for achoyse min ha'av, and number two for basa yishasavah. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's really not teaching me anything, so that why did the Torah mention the words basa yishasavichah? So the Gemara says, mi boyole, it's coming to teach us, mishi yeshle ishas lavichah, but the only time somebody's chayv for achoyse min ha'av is if the mother of your sister, again, you don't have the same mother, you only have the same father, but the mother of your sister was a woman that if your father wanted, he could have married. But in the event that a person's father had a daughter, but through a woman that he could not have married, for example, through a shifcha kinanis, it's a non-Jewish slave, or a full-fledged non-Jew, being that there's no ishus, in that case, the daughter that was born is not going to be your sister. Why? Because if her mother's not a Jew, she's not Jewish. Therefore, you're not considered brother and sister. And in that case, it's not going to be an erva. So the Gemara says, you want to know why the Torah said ervas bas eishes avicha, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, not to teach me a new erva of bas eishes avicha, but it's to teach me that the only time achoisa min ha'av is considered an erva is if it came through. It came through a woman where there could have been an ishus. What does it mean there could have been an ishus? She's a Jewish woman. But if she's a non-Jewish woman, she's a shivcha knanis, or she's an avedes kechav, and being that there couldn't have been marriage, so that girl is not nesiachas to the father. If the girl's not nesiachas to the father, that means even though she's your sister because you share the same father, you really don't share the same father. You're miyuchas to your father. But she is not miyuchas to her father. And as a result, you're not brother and sister. If you're not brother and sister, so you're not going to be chai. So it says the Gemara of Eimer Prat L'Achoy Semeanu. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi know that when it says Ervas Bas Eishes Avichah, it's coming to be Mayit, it's such a dramatic case, a case where it's not Shayach Ishos, maybe more Pashas, maybe it's coming to be Mayit, a case where punk there was no Ishos. So maybe what the Torah is coming to say is that if your person's father would be Ma'anis woman and then have a daughter, it wouldn't be considered Achayis Menav regarding the Erva of Achayis. So the Gemara says, Ahilah Masa Samar, you can't say that. Meaning that's Pashat. If someone has a sibling that came because the person's father was Ma'anis a woman, the sibling's a sibling. Ma'anis really plays no role in terms of dictating relationships and kurva and erva. Even though it plays a role in the parsha of Arayas, but in terms of kurva, really not. How do you know that? Midirav, the Rav Ramit, Rav Yassas Thirik. Sid, the pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha, oy bas bitcha, loy segala. It says a person is not allowed to be megala, the erva of his granddaughter, right? Bas bincha, doesn't matter if it's his son's daughter or if it's his daughter's daughter. At the end of the day, bas binoy and bas bitoy are considered Arayas. Arayas mentioned in the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, these are Arayas that are going to be a problem. Now, it sounds a little bit like Hobasti da bas bitoy. It sounds like a person's wife's granddaughter maybe would be mutter. The problem is Mefurish about that says not that way. Ervas isha ubita loisagala as bas bina ves bas bita. It says clearly that a person's not let be megala the erva. Bas bina bas bita. These are also two of the rights mentioned in our Mishnah. These are considered a right. So we have a steer. Here it's mashma only the person's own granddaughters. And here it's mashma even the person's wife's granddaughters. You have to say, okay, it's not kambo'itz and kambinasuin. You have to say that the pasuk that says ervas bas bincha or bas bitcha is talking about where you are married. It's talking about where you had a daughter, a granddaughter, through Oinsen. And over there, the halach is that your own granddaughter is going to be considered an erva, but the Anusa's granddaughter will not be considered an erva. There would have been a havamita that maybe your Anusa's granddaughter is also an erva. Kamashmalan, she's not going to be an erva. But if it's your wife's granddaughter, then it is going to be an erva. But what do you see from here? That a person's daughter, even if it's not through Ishus, even if it's through Oinsen, is considered a daughter. So you see, if it's considered a daughter, it would also be considered a sister. Meaning, if a man is fathers a child through Oinsen, that girl's considered his daughter, the Gabi, the erva of Bita and Bas Bina, then so too, that girl has to be considered his daughter, so that if he has a son through marriage, the son and the daughter are going to be brother and sister. So you can't tell me that Ervas Bas Eishes Avichah is coming to be Mema'et, a case where a person has a sister, because they have the same father, but the sister was born through Oinsen. Why not? Because it's Pashit that is considered a sister. How do I know that? I know that from the Erev of Bita, Bas Bita, and Bas Bina. So the Mar says, okay, maybe when it says Erev Bas Eishes Avichah, it's coming to be Mayit something else. Maybe it's coming to be Mayit in the event that a person has a sister, because they have the same father, but the sister was born because the person's father was over on a Chai Ve'lavim. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rapapa." Rapapa said, "That's neither here nor there. Why? Because Chai V'Lavin Tavsi B'Kedushin. Because Kedushin's Tovus B'Chai V'Lavin. So if Kedushin's Tovus B'Chai V'Lavin, how is that Nesmait from Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha? Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha would mean it has to come through. It came through Eishes. She was a Chai V'Lavin. I hear he was. he has to do tshuva. It's a terrible aveira that he did. Abel ma'isa the ishus eschal kedushin's tayfus bechayvi lavin. So it can't be nesmite from ervas pas ishus avil. Now our gemara here parenthetically is going to bring the makar to the halacha that kedushin's tayfus bechayvi lavin, which is stamo a good idea. What's the makar that kedushin's tayfus bechayvi lavin? Because the pasuk says kisiyenu lishtei nashim. First one will have two wives. Achas ahuv, achas no. One of them he loves, and the other one not so much. And then the one that he didn't like, the snua, ended up having a child, the Bechar. So the Pasuk says that in Vahoya ben Abchar l'Sniya, if the Sniya is going to have the Bechar, I'm just reading the end of the Pasuk, Yuchel Levaker is ben Ahuva al Pnei ben Asnua Bechar. The person doesn't have the right to swap and decide, oh, I want the ben Ahuva to be the Bechar, I don't want the ben Asnua to be a Bechar. That's not something that a person is allowed to do. So the Gemara says that what's the Havamina that you should be allowed to do this? V'chiyesh Ahuva l'fnei Amakim, v'yesh Snua l'fnei Amakim. Right, when we say Ahuva v'snua, it's not on a Abishtal level, it's on a personal level. You like one wife more than you like the other wife. So what? You think you can, because you like this woman more, you can decide who's the Bechar? If it's Ahuva l'fnei Amakim, Snua l'fnei Amakim. Okay, so maybe if someone's Ahuva or Snua, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that can impact a law in the Torah. But because you don't like someone, so you can decide that that person shouldn't be the Bechar. Ella, so the Gemara says you have to say Ahuva, Ahuva b'Nisuel, and Snua is Snua b'Nisuel. You know what it means? A person had two wives. Achas Ahuva, v'achas Snua. One was Ahuva b'Nisuel. It was a good marriage. It was a marriage that was a bayis nema b'Yisrael. It was a beloved marriage. It was a kosher marriage. The other one was a snua b'nisuel. They were married to a chayvei lavin. It wasn't a good marriage. Over here, you would have had a havamina that the bechor from the chayvei lavin is nitkain bechor. So maybe the bechor has to be dafke from the ahuva. That's what the pasuk says. La yuchal avakris ben ahuva al pnei ben anasua. But what do you see from this pasuk? V'am rachmana ki siyeno le'ish shtei noshim. They're both wives. Even the snua is a wife. Aisha is a chayvei lavin. How are they married? The Torah says, you see from me, kedushin tayf is b'chayvei lavin. But the bottom line is being that kedushin tayf is b'chayvei lavin. You can't tell me that when it says in the Torah, ervas bas eisha savicha, it's coming to be memayit chayvei lavin, because a chayvei lavin is considered a wife. So that the bas chayvei lavin is bas eisha savicha. So that can't be what it's coming to be memayit. So the one says, ve'emo, probably chayvei krisis. Maybe it's come to be memayit chayvei krisis. Again, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, from ervas bas eisha savicha, we learn that if a person would have a chayse min ha'av, but the mother of the chayse min ha'av is a non-Jew, then it's not considered a chayse min ha'av. Why? Because it's not bas eisha savicha. Because the father could not have married that woman, even if he wanted to, because there's no ishus by a non-Jewish woman. So Mar says, how do you know that that's what it means? Maybe it means something a little less traumatic. Maybe a little less sharf. Maybe what it means is that even if she's a chayvei krisos, kedushin's not toifas b'chayvei krisos, so maybe even if she's a chayvei krisos, so she's not shayach to being bas eishes avicho, maybe even then the halach is, she's not going to be considered a chayisoy. So maybe the halach should be coined Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda. If someone has a chayisoy min o'av, where the aim is a chayvei krisos, maybe it's not going to be considered a chayisoy. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Kro, it says in the pasuk, Ervas hachayis chabas avicho bas imecho, Meiledes bias on meiledes chutz. So we said, what does it mean, meiledes bias on meiledes chutz? Bein sha'omrim loy lovicha kain. What it means is that doesn't matter if the chayisim in ha'av is through a marriage where we would tell the father, you can stay with this woman. Or bein sha'omrim loy lovicha hoitzei. Or even if it's a situation like a chayvei krisus, with kedushin zan toifis, where we would tell the father, you have to divorce this woman, you're not allowed to be married to this woman. And the pasuk says, either way, it's considered a chayisoy. So if that's the case, obviously, bas eishes avicha is not being memayed, bas chayvei krisus, because you see, meiledes bias was already married by Bas Chayvei Krisus. The Gemara says, "Ema bencha oimelay avicha kaiy bencha oimelay avicha hoytze v'am rachman achoytzchi the rabbis achoytze mishivchay vedes kechavim." Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that you're telling me Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to be memayit, that if someone has achoytze min ha'av with a mother is a shivchor and vedes kechavim, it's not considered achoytze min ha'av. But if the mother was a chayvei krisos, even though kedushin is not toivus b'chayvei krisos, it is considered a chayvei krisos. How do I know that? Because it says meiledes bayis and meiledes chutz. So really, you have two drushes that are soiser each other. On the one hand, bas eishes avicha is memayit, a case where you have a chayvei krisos where the mother of your sister was someone that your father couldn't marry. And then I have a riboy, meiledes bayis, meiledes chutz, that tells me even if the mother of your sister is someone that the father wasn't able to marry. Essentially, what we're saying is from Bas Eishes Avicha Memayet a Shifcha Nevedes Kechavim. From Meledes Bais Meledes Chutz Memar B'Chavi Krisos. So the Gemara is going to do what it always does. How do you know that Memayet is from this, Memar B'that from that? Efshin Fakert. So says the Gemara. Maybe when it says It's coming to be marba achoisa mishivcha or from avedus kechavin. The Gemara says you can't say that because Amakar the pasuk says basleishes avicha. You have the mute. Mishi echli ishus lavicha ba pratla achoisa mishivcha by avedus kechavin. That's already my shivcha avedus kechavin. Umaros meaning how do you know to be mimae shivcha avedus kechavin be marba meledus bias meledus chutz chavi krisus maybe the other way. The Gemara says mistaber chavi krisus apalei the rabbis. It makes sense to be marba chavi krisus shkein tafsi ba kedushin la'alm. Even though you, this person in particular, couldn't have married this chavi krisus because to him, let's say, it's a relative, but the rest of the world, she's not a relative. So she's a woman that's a bas kedushin to everybody else. As opposed to a shivcha knanis and a vedis kechavim, she's someone that no one can marry. Nor says, Adirabba, I can tell you as far just the opposite. I can tell you a kula in shivcha and a vedis kechavim. Shivcha and a vedis kechavim, havalei the rabbi is the imagayra l'didei nami tafsaba kedushin. These women, if they're megayer, even this person can marry. Aber erva, nothing can ever be done to now allow this person to be able to marry her. So yeah, you would think at first glance, who's more removed from marriage? A shivcha yvedes kechavim or a chayvi krisis? A shivcha yvedes kechavim, because she can't marry anybody. Chayvi krisis, that's your own personal issue. That's your own problem. But the Gemara says, I can say faker, because although klapi the velt, the chayvi krisis is more shaykh to the kedushin, but klapi you, the chayvi krisis is less shaykh to the kedushin. Because you can never marry the chayvi krisis, the shivcha, the vez kacham can be megayra, then you will be able to marry. But the Gemara says that's not a taina. You know why? Geshmak is far. Because the chi megayra gufa achrinohi. If a woman's megayra, gershin is kayra, kakot and shenoiladami, she's already a whole new person. So it's not that person became mutter, it's a new person. This person that's us and now will never be mutter, not to you, not to anybody. As a result, therefore, when we're made from Basesha Savicha, her, as opposed to the chayvi krisis, when marba from myledes bias and from myledes chos. So essentially, what we're saying is we have machlokes very sweet in the rabbanon, right? Just to take stock for 1 second. According to the rabbanon, if someone is born a chayis menav, that's also bas eishes avicha, not through anusasa. Also bas eishes avicha, chayv shnei. You chayv for a chayis menav, you chayv for bas eishes avicha. According to Rabbi Yosef, Yehudi, you're not chayv for bas eishes avicha. I said, why did the Torah say bas eishes avicha? Because the Torah was coming to define a chayis menav. The only time you chayv for a chayis menav is if the mother was at least someone that was shayich to anishos. Lamute what? After further review, lemutei a shivcha and an avedes kecham. Zok gemar v'rabbanon lemutei shivcha avedes kecham. How did Rabbanon know that if someone has an achosim in a ab through a shivcha avedes kechavim, she's his mind? Don't tell me from bas eishes avicha because you need a bas eishes avicha. It's taken. It's taken to teach me that there's a whole new erva. So how do you know this halacha? So the gemara says nafkalu meo isha vila deo tiyaladineo. We had this in yesterday's daf. And we saw that from the parish of Avodim, we learned that if an Eved Ivri was married to a Shivcha Knanis, in the event that it's permissible, the halacha is, if they had children, the children stay with the Adoin. So what do you see from there? You see that if a person, a Yid, has a child through a Shivcha, the children are not nesiachis to the father, then nesiachis to the shivcha. So if the children are not nesiachis to the father, then this girl is not going to be achayis menav, not going to be achayis menav. That's when you know this halacha. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learn that halacha? Why does he need bas eishes avicha? Why doesn't he learn that achayis menav is not achayis menav? From a ishev eladeh atil adinel, chad b'shivcha chad b'vezcham. He does. He needs a ishev eladeh atil adinel to tell me that the daughter of a shivcha kananis is not nesiachis to her father. Thus, it's not a chayis menav. And he needs the pasuk of bas eishes avicha to tell me that a bas oivedes kecham, a full-fledged non-Jew not. So again, just to appreciate the nuance, a shivcha kananis is a non-Jewish woman that was sold into slavery to a yid. So the yid now owns this girl. The halach is, just like an eved kanani, when he becomes an Eved Kanani, he becomes a Yisroel b'miktsas, he's chayv in mitzvahs, lo lo mi'isha, any mitzvah that a woman's chayv in, he's chayv in as well. The same is true for a Shivcha Kanana. So she becomes this quasi-yid. Rambam's lashon is Yisroel b'miktsas, a little bit of a geiris. That's what happens. An Eved is kechavim, that's a full-fledged non-Jew. So Rabbi Yisroel Yehuda says, I need two psukim. I need a pasuk to know that achoysim in av, when the mother's a Shivcha Knanis is not considered achoysim in av, and I need to know achoysim in av when the mother was a Oivedes kechavim. Why? V'tzrich diyesh min a shivcha. So I only had shivcha bishum de in lo chayis. I would say a shivcha is worse. A shivcha has no chayis at all to her father. Shvachos are hefker to a certain degree, and as a result, there's no relationship to the father. So if the daughter is a daughter of a shivcha, even though her father's your father, you're not sisters, because the shivcha because of her status as Shifcha, she has no shaychas to her father. Rashi says it's learned that from a pasuk. Hashem told Eliezer Eved Avram, write Shvu lechem poyim achamar, and we learn from there Am Adoyim lechamar. Eliezer was an Eved, and that's the concept of Am Adoyim lechamar. Aval Avedes kechom in this lachayis, but a non-Jew is not a Shifcha. She has a shaychas to her father. Same malai. So maybe there it's different. There would be a chayis minav. Yes, min Avedes kechom. Had we had Avedes kechom, I would have said Mishum toloi shaychav mitzvahs. Because a non-Jew is not chayiv mitzvahs at all. Aval Shifcha the shaychav mitzvahs, but a Shifcha that. Maybe over there it's more of a svar. It should be considered achayisai. Tzricha, that's why we need both. Okay, we're going back and forth. So now according to the Rabbanon said that what do I do from Bas Eishas Avicha? I know the new Erva. How do I know that if there's no Ishus, I know that from a Isha V'ladeh Atiyah L'adeneh. L'chari Isha V'ladeh Atiyah L'adeneh only teaches me a Bas Shivcha. It doesn't teach me a Bas Avedes Kechavim. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Shivcha according to Rabbanon, from a Isha V'ladeh, of Avedes Kechavim, you know, V'chi Yitem in Elif Mishivcha. You're going to tell me, maybe I can learn it from Shivcha. Hani Mitzruch Tzrichi. No, you can't learn it from Shivcha. Why? Because we just said, that's the Tzricha so that Rabbi Yehuda just said. As he so often did in Chas, that we know that from somewhere else. Because on Makra, it says in the Pasuk that a person is not allowed to intermarry. The Makar to that Pasuk is, right, you're not allowed to give your daughter to their sons, and you're not allowed to take their daughters for your sons. And then the Pasuk says, the reason is, ki yaser es bincha me'acharai. Because we're afraid that if your daughter is going to marry their son, meaning your daughter is going to marry a non-Jew, if your daughter is going to have a child, the non-Jewish father is going to raise your Jewish uncle as a non-Jew, va'avdu alihim acherim, and he's going to end up being oved avodah zarah. And we learn from here that bincha mi'israel is kari bincha, that a Jewish mother that has a non-Jewish husband and gives birth to a child, the child is considered a Jewish child. But if it's in the reverse, if you have a Jewish man who has a child with a non-Jewish woman, said end halacha is, the child is not a Jew, it's not called bincha, rather it's called bina. How do you see it? The drasha is, because the pasuk says that if your daughter is going to marry their son, then if she's going to have a child, we're afraid that the non-Jewish father is going to cause the Yiddish akin to be a problem. But the Pasuk never said that if your son's going to marry a non-Jewish woman, oh, what's going to happen with the Jewish child? You know why? Because in that case, it's not a Jewish child. The only time it's a Jewish child is if the mother's Jewish. And where do you see this? Because it says, ki yasir es bincha me'acharai. Yasir is the zachar. We're afraid that the father, the yasir is the man. The non-Jewish father, he's the one that's going to cause the problems. But there was never an issue in the reverse. And the reason there's never an issue in the reverse is not because we don't think it could be a problem. It could be a problem. Because in that case, the Enochel is not a Jew anyways. The point is, Amr Avinu Ravina is Shmami, you see from all this, Ben Bitcha Bam and Oivik Echavim Kari Bincha. That if you have an Enochel from a guy, it's considered Bincha, meaning if the mother's Jewish, but if the mother's not Jewish, then it's not considered a guy. But the point is, is that we already know from this Pasuk that if a Yid has a child through a non-Jew, the child is not a Jew. So if the child is not a Jew, it's not going to be a chayisim in av, and that's how I know that there's no problem a chayisim in av if the mother's an avedes kechavim. So if the mother's a shifcha, I know and if the mother's an avedes kechavim, I know it from this pasuk ki yaser es bincha. So the Gemara says parenthetically, Ravina just said that if somebody has a child through a non-Jew, it's considered a Jewish child. If the mother's Jewish, right? If the mother's Jewish and the father's non-Jewish, it's considered a Jew. That's what Ravina said. Ben Bitcha, your daughter's son, who came from a non-Jewish father, Kari Bincha is considered a Yid. It's mashbalu, but it's a full-fledged Jewish child. Avlad Kasher. We know it's a whole tumul. It's a Avlad Kasher, Avlad Pasel, Avlad Mamzer. Right? This is something that's come up already a few times, more in Raid, but it's going to come up a lot more. So we already see this concept. Right? We had this at the end of the first parak, that Eved Dukuti Abba Bas Yisrael, Vlad Kosher Vlad. From Ravina, it sounds like Kari Bincha. It sounds like it's a full-fledged Vlad Kosher. The Gemara says, no, it's not. Don't be medayik Ravina too much, because maybe nay the mamzer lehava. Maybe all Ravina is saying is that the child's not a mamzer. Of a kosher nami lehava, could be the child is also not a kosher. And Yisrael pasul mikri, what the child is ultimately going to be considered is a Yisrael is going to be a Yisrael pasul. Meaning maybe he won't be able to marry a kohen. So the tummy is a full fledged vlad kosher that you have no hecher. Says the gemara one more point. How could you learn from this pasuk yaser is bincha the halachis of yichos when the child is considered a yid, when the child is not considered a yid? Luchura, this pasuk is talking about the shiva umais. Maybe the shiva umais were different, right? The pasuk is saying that when Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Umayyads are going to be living there. You can't let anybody live. You have to wipe them all out. Hachrim, Tachrime, right? There's serious psukim in the Torah that talk about how you had to deal with the Shavuomas. And it's in those psukim it says, don't marry them. Right, that's where the pasuk is. Kiyosir me'achara. So maybe the pasuk is only talking about the Shiva Umayis. So the Gemara says, it says kiyosir, and the rabbis call him asirim. Seems the word kiyosir was extra, it didn't have to say that. And it's coming to teach me, call him asirim, lav dafka Shiva Umayis, but the same would be true for anybody. Now, why is kiyosir extra? The reason kiyosir is extra is, the Gemara assumes, because the whole shtickel Torah of why you shouldn't intermarry should be obvious. Why can't you intermarry? You can't intermarry because you can't intermarry. It's so obvious that you can't intermarry. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me? So the Gemara, that's where it's extra, to teach me these halachas of yichos. The kiyosir, not kisosir, to teach me this din. But the Gemara says, honey, Reb Shimon, the darish time of the crop. That's all good according to Reb Shimon. That's always darish time of the crop. So for the Torah to tell me the reason why you can't intermarry is not necessary. Because Reb Shimon says you're allowed to figure it out on your own. If you're allowed to figure it out on your own, so there's no point in telling it to me. Must be to teach me this halach. El Rabbanim, you know, but according to Rabbanim, that are not darish time of the crop. So the Torah had to tell me the time of the crop. To teach me things. Because even the Rabbanon, if the Torah already tells me time of the Krah, so now I can work with time of the Krah. But only when the Torah tells it to me. If the Torah doesn't tell it to me, not. So kiyos is not extra. The kiyos is the time of the Krah that I need to be able to work with the time of the Krah. So the Gemara says, Enochinami. Man Tana, the Polygolad, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the Tana that argues with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? We've been trying to figure out the Shita Sachacham. We'll recap this in a second. But we've been trying to figure out the Shita Sacham throughout the whole Sugya. Who are the ones that argued with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Who are the Chacham that argued? It's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. It's talking to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's Darish time of the Krah. If Rabbi Shimon's Darish time of the Krah doesn't have to say Kiyasir, why did Torah tell me Kiyasir to teach me the halacha that if a Jew has a child from a non-Jew, it doesn't matter one of the Shiva Umayis and not one of the Shiva Umayis, the child is always going to be a non-Jewish child. If that's the case, then I know that Achoysim and Ahav with the mothers and the Vedas Chachamim is not considered Achoysai. If that's the case, I don't need Bas Eishes Avicha to teach me that halacha. And if that's the case, Bas Eishes Avicha is going to teach me what? It's going to teach me the halacha that if someone's Baal Achoysim and Ahav, that's also Bas Eishes Avicha, you're going to be Chayv Shtayim. Once for Achoysim and Ahav, and twice for the Erva of Bas Eishes Avicha. So just to recap, so we had a Raisa, we had a machloikis tanoim. If someone's ba alachoyse minoav, she's also bas eishes avicha. Now, isn't it always like that? No, it's not always like that because the father could have had this daughter, this achoyse, through being ma'ana someone or through marriage. The point is, if someone's ba an achoyse, that's also bas eishes avicha. According to the Chum, yichayv shtayim. Yichayv for achoyse, yichayv for bas eishes avicha. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudi, yichayv one. Yichayv for achoyse, you're not chayv for bas eishes avicha. My time at the Rabbanon, it's two psukim. Ervas achoyse, bas avicha, bas imecha. That's one pasuk. And then ervas bas eishes avicha. Loisagal ervas, it's two separate psukim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan that second pasuk to teach me a second erv. It's one shem erv. What then does he do with that pasuk? It's a long pasuk. He teaches me two great halachas. Number one, ervas bas eishes avicha teaches me that if someone has achoyse min o'av, where the mother is a guy, so the halacha is she's not your sister, which is really a very important general halacha, that a man who has a child through a non-Jew, the child is not nesiachis to the father at all, so that's a very important halacha, to teach me in that case it won't be achoyse min av, and achoyse he also teaches me a important halacha, also a klaliyistig halacha, the halacha that we saw at the very beginning of the daf, that ein mazirim min hadin. We move along to the second part of today's daf, which is a return to our regular program, the intense Gemaras, the intense cases of Meseches Yevamos. Somebody got married. He was Mekadesh a woman. The problem is, he doesn't know who he was Mekadesh. Now, the good news is, he's able to narrow it down to one of two people. It just so happens that those two people are sisters. So he was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but the Ein Yoideya Eze Mehem Kidesh. The problem is, he doesn't know which one of the two sisters he was Mekadesh. Says the Mishnah, halachically, this is the way he would go about it. Number one, if he wants to divorce the woman that he was Mekadesh, being that he doesn't know who he was Mekadesh, noisin get lazu v'get lazu. He would have to give a get to this sister. He would have to give a get to the other sister. Why? Because maybe this is the sister that he's married to. Maybe that's the sister that he's married to. That's easy. This is where it gets fun. Mace, what happens if he dies, v'loyach echad, and he had one brother. So the halach is this one brother, chaylitz l'shteyim. He won't be able to do yibum, but rather what he's going to have to do is, he's going to have to do chalitza to both of these sisters. Now let's just explain. The reason the brother can't do yibum is because he has a suffix who his yivama is. He knows the yivama is either this sister or that sister. Okay, what's the issue? If he's miyabim the Yavama, that's good. But what happens if he ends up being Miyabe, meaning marrying, not the Yavama, but the sister? Being that he has a Zika to the Yavama, so the sister is Achoy Skukasoy is a problem, or be a Midrabanon, Yesh Zika, and it's for that reason, this is something that he wouldn't be able to do. So for him to go ahead and do Yibum is an issue, because he might be Poikeya B'Achoy Skukasoy. Now, for him to do nothing with these two sisters, that's for sure a problem, because one of these sisters is a Yavama Lashok, and as a result, she's not allowed to get married unless something happens. So if you can't do Yibum, you can't do nothing, what must you do? Chalitz L'Shneim. So therefore, what you have to do is you have to do Chalitz L'Shneim. What happens if this man, who was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, died, left over no children? However, he had not one brother, he had two brothers. So then the halach is Echad Choyletz VeEchad Miyabim. One brother does Chalitza, and after that brother does Chalitza, if the other brother wants to do Yibum, it's going to be okay. And here too, for a brother to go now and do Yibum is a problem, because maybe he's being Miyabim the other sister, meaning not the sister that his brother was married to. As a result, she is Achois Kukasa, because the real Yavama, there's a Zika, and you're not allowed to be Pegea B'Achois Kukasa. To do Yibum is not something that you can do. So what do you have to do? You have to do Chalitza. But the point is that once one brother does Chalitza, if the other brother wants to do Yibum, in that instance, it's going to be okay. Now, it's kedai to just stop for 1 second. In the first case, where there was only one brother that was alive, we said that he has to be Chalitz L'Shteim. He has to do Chalitza to both of the sisters. He can't do Yibam because of Achayis Kukasai. Can't do nothing. So as a result, what he needs to do is he needs to do Chalitza. The truth is, why can't the brother do Chalitza to one, and after he does Chalitza to one, let him do Yibam to the other? I mean, you do Chalitza, so like this, you knock out any problems of Achayis Kukasai, because Mamanoshach, if you did Chalitza to the Yavama, so now you just got rid of the Zika. And if you did Chalitza to not the Yavama, then for sure you're allowed to be Miyabim the Yavama, because that Yavama is the Yavama, and she's not Achayis Kukasai. So why can't the brother do Chalitza to one, and then do Yibum to the other? The Mishnah said, Chaylitz L'Shtem. You can't do Yibum because of Achayis Kukas. You can't do nothing because then none of these sisters will ever be able to get married. Safik Yivam L'Shok. But why can't you do Chalitza to one, and then do Yibum to the other? Once you do Chalitza to one, Meman of Shach, you should be able to do Yibum to the other. The Teretz says, Rashi says, is because there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to marry Achayis Chalutzasai. Once a man does Chalitza, he's not allowed to marry the sister of the woman that he did Chalitza to. So it's for that reason, you can't do Chalitza to one and then be Miyab in the other, because maybe you did Chalitza to the real Yavama, and now you're going to go marry her sister. She's Achayis Chalutzasai. Achayis Chalutzasai is a problem, because again, they're sisters. And for that reason, that's not going to be okay. That's only an issue if there's one brother. If there are two brothers, then one brother could do Chalitza, and the other brother could do Yibum, because you have the same amount of Shav Cheshbon, and over here you don't have a problem of Achayis Chalutzasai. Achayis Chalutzasai would mean the brother that did Chalitza, he can't marry Chalutzasai's sister. However, if there's two brothers, and one brother did Chalitza, now the other brother wants to go marry the sister, that would be okay. So this is the big difference. It's going to repeat itself several times now. So this is the big difference between when this man dies and he leaves over one brother versus if this man dies and he leaves over two brothers. If he leaves over one brother, that brother can never do Yibum. It's not Negeya. There's no scenario where he could do Yibum. To go ahead and do Yibum L'chatchila, maybe you're being Miyabim, not the Yavama, she's Achayis Kukasai. To do Chalitza and then do Yibum, maybe it's Achayis Chalutzasai. So it's for that reason, to go ahead and do Yibum in that case will never be an Eitza. If there are two brothers, as long as one brother does Chalitza first, then the other brother could do Yibum. Why? Because once one brother does Chalitza, that knocks out the issue of Achayis Skukasai. And the fact that you're going now and marrying the sister of the woman that had Chalitza is not a problem, because you're not the one that did Chalitza. Your brother's the one that did Chalitza. And the Isra Achayis Chalutzasai is only for the person himself that did Chalitza. For someone else, it's not going to be an issue. Mishnah continues. It says, Kadmu v'kansu, ein meitzia miyadim. In the event that, again, this man died, he left over two brothers, these two sisters, one of them is his wife, we don't know which one, the brothers are not supposed to do Yibum. But b'diyevet, if they did Yibum, ein meitzia miyadim. They're allowed to stay married. And the reason is, because even though they weren't l'katchila allowed to do Yibum because of the issue of Achayis Kukasai, but once they get married, at that point, it's not an issue anymore. And the reason is because once they get married, once they do the Yibum, the Zika is gone. One of the brothers is marrying the Yavama. Once the real brother
well, the brother we know is real. But once the brother marries the real Yavama, at that point, her Zika's gone. So if her Zika's gone, the other brother is no longer violating an Isra of Achos Kukasai, because the Yibum of the brother that actually did the Yibum knocked it out. So they weren't the Katchila supposed to do this. You weren't supposed to be Miyabim, because you don't know if you're getting the right Yavama. But once the Yibum happened anyways, so Mamanavshach were fine, because the one that did the right Yibum, he's for sure fine. And even the other brother, he's not being Pegeya anymore, because that was only an issue when there was a Zika. But once there's no Zika, and why would there be no Zika? Because now there's Yibum. Yibum knocks out the Zika. So being that at this point there's no Zika anymore, so it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. So again, just to get this clear, what was the setup of the first part of the Mishnah? You have a man, he married a woman, but he doesn't know who. He narrowed it down to two women. They're both sisters. So basically, he's married to one of two sisters. He doesn't know which one of the sisters they are. So obviously, both of these women are Suffolk Eishes Ishes, and as a result, they would each need their own individual get if they ever wanted to get married. The question is, what happens when this case meets Yavamis? If this man dies, the Mishnah said it depends if he has one brother or if he has two brothers. If he has one brother, that one brother will never be able to do Yibum. Why? Because to go do Yibum, Achayis Kukasai, once you do Chalitza to do Yibum with the other one, is Achayis Chalutasai. So there's no scenario where he'll be able to do Yibum. If there were two brothers, then there is a scenario where you can do Yibum. How is there a scenario where you're able to do Yibum? There's actually two scenarios. Number one, if one brother does Chalitza, then you can do Yibum. Number two, Kadmu v'Kansu, but the Eved, if they did Yibum, they weren't supposed to, then they'll be able to stay married. So the Mishnah now is going to build off this foundational case, and it's going to give additional cases. But once you get this, up until this point, then really everything else in the Mishnah sort of falls into place. A few wrinkles along the way, but it sort of falls into place. With the Gemara as well. Shnayim shekitchu shtei achayos. What ends up if there were two people that married two sisters? So there were two people, not one person. That was the first case of the Mishnah. That was the easy case. Now already we have two people that married two sisters. Ze'un yedei is a kiddush. Ze'un yedei is a kiddush. And each one of these two people, not brothers by the way, but each one of these two people married one of the two sisters. So you have Reuven and Shimon, not brothers. They each married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. One married Rachel, the other one married Leah. We don't know which one married who. Okay, so what's the halacha? If any one of these two women are ever going to want to get married, they're each going to have to receive a get from each one of these two men. Why? Because each one of these two men might be their husband. Pashit, Mesu. What happens if they both die? If they each had one brother, each one would have to do Chalitza. Why? It's the same difference. Just like in the first case of the Mishnah, it's you can't do Yibum, you can't do Yibum after the Chalitza because you can't do nothing because you have Yibum. The same thing is going to be over here. The only difference over here is we don't only have a Suffolk who the Yivam is, we also have a Suffolk who the Yavam is, because we don't know which man was married to which woman. As a result, there's a Suffolk Yavam, but there's also a Suffolk Yavam. But it doesn't change anything. The math of the Yavam's case is exactly the way it is. What happens to Lezeh Echol Lezeh Shnayim? What if one of the brothers that died had one brother, and the other brother that died had two brothers? The Yachid, the one that has one brother, he would have to do Chalitza to both. And the one that has two brothers, one of them would do Chalitza, and the other one could do Yibum. What happens if the brother, the man that died had two brothers, if they, the Yevid went ahead and did Yibum, they'd be able to stay married. Again, it's the same exact case. The only thing that changes, now we have a Suffolk who the Yavam is. But again, when there's one brother, it's Echad Chaylitz L'Shneim. And when there are two brothers, then it's Echad Chaylitz V'Echad Miyabi. What happens if L'Zeh Shneim L'Zeh Shneim? What happens if each one of these two men that died had two brothers? So again, you don't know who the man, who the real Yavam is, but each is a set of two, meaning each one of these men that died have two brothers. So the halach is achiv shalzeh choylitz la'achas, v'achiv shalzeh choylitz la'achas. Each one of their brothers will have to do chalitza for one. Achiv shalzeh miyabim chalutzaseh shalzeh, v'achiv shalzeh miyabim chalutzaseh shalzeh. So it's the same halach. Each one of these two sets of brothers would have the din of echad choylitz v'echad miyabim. Kodmu shnayim v'chaltzu. What happens if two of the brothers, meaning one of the men that died, two brothers, went ahead and did chalitza, lo yibmu hashnayim, so the other person that died's brothers should not both do Yibum. Ela Echad Chaylitz, one of them should do Chalitza. Ve'echad Miyabim, the other one should do Yibum. Kadmu V'kansu, but the Eved, if they both did Yibum, Eimaytzi Miyadam, Talach is that they're allowed to stay married. So again, this is like real Yavamis cases, but just to be clear, the Gemara will explain whatever needs explanation. The foundation, the bones of this Mishnah is very, very straightforward. We're talking about a case where a man is married, he's not sure who he's married to, it's one of two sisters, which creates an intricate complication in the world of Yavamis. Why? Because now that the man dies, if you want to go ahead and you want to do Yibum, the Yavam does, there's a problem, because you are potentially marrying the Yavama's sister, which is an issue of Achais Kukasai. So it depends if there's one brother, if there's two brothers. That was the Yisoid of the Mishnah, says the Gemara. What was the case? The case was Misha Kidesh Achas Mishtei Achoyes. Somebody's married to one of two sisters, Kidesh. He doesn't know which one of these two sisters he's married to. How does this even happen? How's it possible? What's Pasha the case? Wait, he doesn't know who he married? How would he not know who he married? So the assumption of the Gemara is, Rashi speaks out, Kosolka Daitach, that what must have happened was, is that a person made a shliach to go ahead and be Mekadosh Inish on his behalf. And he went over to two women that happened to have been sisters, and he said, Hare Achas Mikem Mekudesh Esli, that I want one of you to be a shliach. They, these two sisters, together made a shliach, the Kabbalah, one shliach to be Mekabal the Kedushin. So there was an exchange now between the husband and between the wives. So over there, where there's going to be a suffix, that's where we're going to have an issue. So again, a person went ahead, he was Mekadesh and Isha. Right? He didn't have to make a shliach. The person went ahead, he was Mekadesh and Isha. And he was Mekadesh and Isha, where the Isha made a shliach to be Mekabel the Kedushin on her behalf. But she wasn't the only one that made a shliach. Her sister also made a shliach. And they together told the shliach, be Mekabel the Kedushin on our behalf. So there's some inherent lack of information in terms of the actual Kedushin, and that's why there's a suffix. So the Gemara says that really, whether a Kedushin like this could even go into effect is very controversial. It's what's known as Kedushin She'ena Masurin Labiyah. Because at the time of the Kedushin, we don't know who the real wife is, and because we don't know who the real wife is, there'll never be a Heterbiyah, but Fried in this case, because it's one of two sisters, so as a result, there may be an issue of Achis Ishtoi, and really, whether Kedushin She'ena Masurin Labiyah is a Kedushin, is not a Kedushin, it's a Machloikis. Machloikis Amiram, it's a Machloikis Abaye Verava. In fact, it's the kuf of Yal Kegam. It's one of the Yal Kegam. It's one of the times we pass him like Abai. So, but the Gemara says, L'chura, this Mishnah is a raya that Kedushin she'ena Masurin Labiyah, have a Kedushin. Because it sounds like there's some real inherent issue with the Kedushin that we taka don't know who the wife is. We know it's one of two sisters. A Kedushin like this is Eina Masurin Labiyah. So says the Gemara, Shema Mino, should we bring a raya from here that Kedushin she'ena Masurin Labiyah, have a Kedushin? Isn't this a raya that Kedushin that's not Masurin Labiyah is a Kedushin? Gemara says, no, Hachab Mayaskinon, maybe what we're talking about is Kishahukru the Basayf Nesarvu. It's talking about when they got married, we knew everything. Later they got mixed up. So at the time of the chasim, everything was clear. But somehow later, it became confusing, and now we don't know who they're married to. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, it's actually meduyik that way in the Mishnah. Diktani, because the Mishnah says, Ve'eno yoideya. It says, Ve'eno yoideya eze mehem kidesh. Ve'loiktani, Ve'eno yodua. Eno yodua would be mashma that we never knew. Eno yoideya means we forgot. Right now we don't know. There was some sort of lapse. Shema mino, this is a raya, that this is not a kedushin chain of Masurin Labiyah. Forget, at the time of the kedushin was Masurin Labiyah, everything was clear. Just later on, everything got confused. The Gemara says, Maiko mashma, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Meaning, what really is the chiddush of the Mishnah? I mean, other than forcing us to use our mental capacity to jump through hoops and to understand all the different nuances of the Mishnah, what really is there? Is there any chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, yeah, seifetz trichalei. I'll tell you what the chiddush in the Mishnah is. The chiddush is, meis, what happens if he dies? V'lo yach echad, and he had one brother. So what was the halacha? The Mishnah chaylitz l'shneim. He does chalitza debot. Hoy v'shneim, if he had two brothers, echad chaylitz, echad miyabim. Then the halacha is, one does chalitza, and once he does chalitza, the other one could do yibam. And the chiddush is, dafka michlitz v'hadi yivumi, that you can't do yibam until you do chalitza. So if there's one brother, you'll never be able to do yibam. And even if there's two brothers, first the brother has to do chalitza, and then the brother does yibam. Av yivumi b'reit shalai. But to go ahead and do yibam in a situation like this is not okay. Why not? The kapaga ba'achay skukasai. Because you're running into a problem of achay skukasai. Right, what's the problem? Achay skukasai. You know that one of two sisters is the yivama. So if the person's miyabim the yavama, then it's gevaldik. But what if he's miyabim not the yavama, the sister? So ordinarily, why can't he marry the sister? Oh, because it's achay skukasa. Even when there's two brothers, if one brother does chalitza, yeah, then the other brother could do yibum, like we spoke out in the Mishnah. Because maman of shach, there's no problem anymore of achay skukasa, right? What's the maman of shach? Because if the chalitza was done to the yavama, so there's no zika anymore. So now the sister's not achay skukasa. And if the chalitza wasn't done to the yavama, so then you'll be miyabim the yavama. So it's not going to be an issue. So really, both cases in the Mishnah, the case of ach echad and the case of shnei achin, shrei achay skukasa, which means in English, yesh zika. And that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. The chiddush in the Mishnah is yesh zika. And I think just Pashup Shad on the Gemara, if the Mishnah was talking about a case where it was Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia, then the Gemara would never ask what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Because then you'd say the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia is a Kedushin. But we just proved that that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is not talking about a Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia. There was no flaw in the Etzem Kedushin, but rather the Mishnah is referring to a case where it was Hukru L'Besoif Nesarvu, Deikonami, because it says Eino Yodeya and it doesn't say Eino Yodua. So the Mishnah's Chiddush is not Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia. So what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Chiddush of the Mishnah is Yesh Zika. Okay, moving along. Mishnah then said, Shnaim Shekidshu Shnei Achoyos. What happens if you had two people that were both Mekadesh, two sisters, and there too they got mixed up? So the Gemara jumps in right away and says, Shmai Bino Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia, have a Kedushin. Okay, this case should be a Raya. Maybe the second case is a Kedushin She'enim Esurim Labia. Mishnah says, no, Hachanami Kishuk with the Basayif Nesarvu. Just like the first case is talking about a Kedushin that was Esurim Labia, what happened? They got mixed up later. So too, the second case is also talking about that. And Mishnah says, Deikonami, I'll prove it to you, Diktani, the Enyo Idea. It says, Ve'enyo Idea, like Tani Ve'enyo Dua. Shmami no. It says, Ve'enyo Idea, they forgot. But doesn't say Ve'enyo Dua that they were never knew. So must be that's what's going on. So the Gemara says, okay, my Kamash, what's the Chiddush? And again, Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Bishlam, if the Chiddush of this case is Kedushin She'enim Mesurin Labia, so I would understand. But if you're telling me that this is also not a Kedushin She'enim Mesurin Labia, so what's the Chiddush? Right? Yesh Zika, that we know already from the first part of the Mishnah. So what was added? Again, it's a more complicated case, but really it's the same halacha as the first part of the Mishnah. Just over there, instead of there being one man who was Mekadesh and Isha, doesn't know who he married, two men were Mekadesh and Isha, doesn't know who he married. And they both have brothers, and they both have Sveikas. But at the end of the day, the Yesoidus of the case is the same. The math is a little bit different. Okay, so you leave that for a rabbi who actually has the Paschal Neshayla like this. Why do we have to go through this exercise? What's the Chiddush in Halacha that we see in this? So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, Seifet, Strichaleyat, here's the Chiddush. Meisnu, what happens if they die? Lezeh Ech, Lezeh Shnai. One of the men that was Mekadesh and Isha, and doesn't know who, had one brother, and the other one had Shnaim, he had two brothers. So what was the halacha of the Mishnah? Yachid, Chayos, Shnaim. The one that had one brother should do Chalitza, the both. Vashnaim, the one that had two brothers, the other halacha is Echad Chayos, one does Chalitza, Echad Miyabim, and the other one should do Yibim. Oh, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is where one brother, or one man had one brother, and the other man had two brothers, the one that has one brother is Chayos, Shnaim, and the one that had two brothers, Echad Chayos, Echad Miyabim. Samar says, Pshita. That's also Pashat. Why? Hainu Reisha. Wasn't that the Reisha? What did the Reisha say? Man dies, doesn't know who he was Mekadesh, one of two sisters. If he has one brother, he's Chayil Tzlashtay. If he had two brothers, Echad Chayilus, Echad Miyabim. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. Punk, the Mishnah is talking about where there were two men that were Mekadesh, these two sisters. One had one brother, the other had two brothers. Okay, so the one that had one brother does exactly what the Reisha, the Mishnah said, you do when there's one brother. And the one that had two brothers, that's what the Reish of the Mishnah said, you do when you have two brothers. So the Gemara says, no, geshmak echidish, ma'u detema, I would have thought, ligza treya tuchad. Over here, being that there's two different men, and they both find themselves in the same dintaira, in the same shiloh over here, where they don't know what to do. And one has one brother, and the other one has two brothers. So you would have thought that being that the one that has one brother can't do yibum, he has to be chaylet slishteyem. So maybe even the one with the two brothers, we would say, be chaylet. Why? Zero. Maybe we should be guys at Treyot Uchad. Kamashmalon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, no, the one that has one brother, Taka, has to be Chayil Slashtayim. But the one that has two brothers, over there, could be Echad Chayil Svecha Miyab. And then the Gemara continues and says, there's actually another Chiddush. The Dafka Michlat Svahadi Yevumi. That you have to make sure that the brother that's going to be Chayil Slashtayim is going to be Chayil Slashtayim before the brother is going to be Miyab. Meaning there's two men. One has one brother, and one has two brothers. The one that has one brother is going to do chalitza to both of these sisters. The one that has two brothers, one brother needs to do chalitza. If the other one wants to do yibum, we could do yibum. The point what we're saying is that the brother that does yibum, not only does he have to do yibum after the brother his own brother does chalitza, but he also has to wait until after the other husband's brother does chalitza. He has to wait until all the chalitzas are done. Only then is he going to be allowed to do yibum. Av yivumi bereish aloy. That's not going to be okay. And why not? The Gemara says the kapaga be yivam l'shot. Because otherwise he may run into a problem with yivam l'shot. What's the point? The point is we don't really know who was married to who. So if the man that had one brother is not going to do chalitza, he's going to wait. And then the one that had two brothers, the first one will be chaylitz, and the second one will do yibum. What happens if the lady that he's being miyabim was really the other man's wife? That other man's brother didn't do chalitza yet. So if he didn't do chalitza yet, she's still yivam l'shok. She's awesome in the raisa to get married. So how you let her be miyabim her? Yeah, it's very nice. Your brother did chalitza. That alleviated the issa d'rabbanon that potentially might be her of achayis kukasai. But what about the issa d'raisa of yivam l'shok? So for that, you would need first the one that had one brother to be chalitza l'shneim. So in the event that he's the real yavam, so he just knocked out all the zika. There's no problem yivam l'shok. But the problem is maybe he's not the right one. And you're still having an issue of achayis. So let your brother go ahead and do chalitza. Once he does chalitza, at this point you'd be able to do yibum. So you want to know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is when this one has one brother, the other one has two brothers. We're not goyzer trei atu chad. And also, just one clarification that the Gemara says, and this is maybe part of the chiddush of the Mishnah as well. You have to make sure that the brother that's doing chalitza, the one that's chayil s'shteim, has to be chayil s'shteim first, and only afterwards the other one's going to be allowed to do yibum. L'zeh shnayim, u'l'zeh shnayim. And then finally, the Mishnah mentioned another case. The case was where, again, two people were Mekadesh, two sisters. We don't know who was Mekadesh who. And they both died, and they both had two brothers. So what was the halacha of the Mishnah? Achiv shalzeh choylitz la'achas. For achiv shalzeh choylitz la'achas. Each one of the brothers would for sure have to do chalitza to one. And then the other brother can be miyabim, the other yavama. Achiv shalzeh miyabim chalutzasei shalzeh. For achiv shalzeh miyabim chalutzasei shalzeh. That was what the Mishnah said. Says the Gemara, sulamali, hainuhach. Now we're really just repeating ourselves. Again, it's just adding layers of complication. But from a substantive perspective, from a halachic perspective, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush of the ratio was yesh zika. The next chiddush was that we're not going to trei otochat. But what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, Mal, the team I would have thought, b'gzadum v'yabim b'lei chalitza, that you would have thought that maybe it shouldn't be okay. Because maybe we should be afraid that the person that's going to end up doing yibum will do yibum without his brother doing chalitza. Kamash Malan, that's not something that we're worried about. And again, here too, the chiddush is that you need that one of the brothers of one of the people that died and one of the brothers of the other person that died, each should do chalitza before the brother that's going to do yibum does yibum. Because otherwise you're going to run into a problem of yivam l'shok. So Mal the Tema, I would have thought that maybe in all this confusion over here, it's not going to play itself out. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush, that it's going to be okay. It says the Gemara, Maishnami Hadatanan. Why is this different than the following Mishnah? Which Mishnah? The Mishnah of Arba Achim. Arba Achim, there were four brothers. His two of them were married to two sisters. And the ones that were married to the two sisters died. So again, there are four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. And the two brothers that are married to the two sisters end up dying. So two sisters fall even to two brothers. What's the halacha? So the halacha is you have to do chalitza. And you're not allowed to do yibum. There's no scenario where you're allowed to do yibum. Now, the Mishnah over there continues, and the Mishnah says, Kadmu v'kansu. What would happen if they actually did do yibum? So the halacha is, Maitzi nois miyada. They would have to get divorced. So the Gemara's kasha is that I understand the difference between this case and that case. And it's really two kashas. Number one, in our case, in the event that there's two brothers with these two sisters just fell to yibum, right? What's the comparison to this case and the case of Arba Achim? Over here, you have a man that died, and he left over two brothers, and there's also these two sisters that are falling the yibum. Right, why there are two sisters that are falling the yibum? Because one of them is his wife and the other one is not. And we have a suffix which one it is. So the halach is that lichatchila, you can't do yibum. But b'dieved, kadmu v'kansu, the halach is it's going to be okay. Not just that, once one brother does chalitza, even lichatchila, the other brother is allowed to do yibum. Now this is in stark contrast to the Mishnah in Arba Achin. Because in the Mishnah of Arba Achin, when the two sisters fall yibum to the two yavamim, number one, there's no halach that says one person do chalitza and the other one do yibum. No, the halach is chalitza v'lem z'yabmes. There's no scenario where you're allowed to do yibum. Number two, the halach is kadmu v'kansu, maitzinai semiyadim. They have to get divorced. So the kash is double. Number one, why is it in the Mishnah of Arba Achin, when the two sisters fall yibum to these two brothers, the halach is
You have to do chalitza. You can't say one do chalitza, the other do yibum. No, they must do chalitza. And number two, the halach is if they get married, you force them to get divorced. Yet when it comes to our Mishnah, we have two sisters falling to two brothers. One does chalitza, the other one does yibum. And number two, what's the halacha? Kanu v'kansu, emaytzei nais miyadon. So you have two discrepancies between all the cases of the Mishnah, where a man dies, leaves over two brothers, and now two sisters are suddenly falling the yibum, versus the Mishnah, which is the same case. You have two brothers, and you have two sisters falling the yibum. So in the Mishnah of Arba Achin, you have number one, the halacha is you have to chalitza. There's no din. One person does chalitza, the other one does yibum. Number two, if they get married, we force them to get divorced. And in our Mishnah, all three cases of the Mishnah, what was the halacha? The halacha was that when the two sisters fall yibum to the two brothers, number one do chalitza, the other one do yibum. And number two, kadu v'kansu. Once they get married, they're allowed to stay. So the Gemara says, hachi hashta. It's not a tzushtel. It's geshmak shaila, but it's not a tzushtel. The two cases are very, very different. Hasam over there, what's pshat in the Mishnah? When two sisters fall yibum to two brothers, the halacha is you have to do chalitza. So there's two reasons. The pashta reason is yesh zika, right? If you age Zika, you can't do Yibum, because each one of these Yavamas are also the sister of the other Yavam. So the Achayskukas is a problem. There's another reason that the Gemara is going to give later for why you're not allowed to do it, is because once you do Yibum to one, the Zik of the other one's automatically going to go by the wayside. Why? Because she's going to become an Achay Sisha, and Achay Sisha, there's no Zika. And also Levatul Mitzvahs Yavam. You're not allowed to be Mevatul Mitzvahs Yibum, and as a result, you're not allowed to do it. So there's two reasons why it's not okay. So Gemara says, Hasam over there, Ilam Andam Yej Zika, Ilam Andam Asa Levatul Mitzvahs Yavamim, Asa Levatul Mitzvahs Yavamim. So Gemara, if you hold Yej Zika, Yej Zika, and if you hold Asa Levatul Mitzvahs Yavamim, it's going to be Asa Levatul Mitzvahs Yavamim. So that's the reason that you're not allowed to do Yibum. You each one has to do chalitza, and so much so that even b'diavad, if somebody violated it, was so disturbed, we force you to get divorced. But over here, hacha kol chad v'chad emer didei kamis ramile. Over here, it's different. Over here, there aren't two sisters that fell a yibum. What happened over here? Over here, there's one sister that fell a yibum. We just don't know who the sister is. We just have a suffix. Is it her or is it her? Now, once you do chalitza, at that point, there's no suffix anymore. Because once one brother does chalitza, like we spoke at already, so then for sure the Zika is gone. Or, at the very least, the one that you're being miyabim is the Yavama. So, there's not going to be a problem. And even in the case of Kadmu Vakansu, at the end of the day, over here, when the Kadmu Vakansu, lav dafke, anyone did anything wrong. The Gemara says, kol chad v'chad ema, did they come and stramulate? Each person could say, I married the right Yavama. I mean that's possible. If you marry the right Yavama, then there is no achoy skukasoy, so it's not going to be a problem. In the case of Arba Achim, there's a vaday achoy skukasoy, because two Yavamas fell a Yibam. So over there, being that two Yavamas fell a Yibam, so over there, it's much more stringent. Over here, the whole thing is a suffix. We don't know if there's an achoy skukasoy. That's why, if you do chalitz, if you have a way to be machriya the suffix, go for it. Adarabba. In the case of Arba Achim, there's no suffix. It's vaday. We know exactly what happened. Two sisters fell a Yibam. One from one brother, one from the other. Started with four brothers, were down to two, because two died, and they were married sisters, and the two sisters fell a Yibam. So there's two sisters right now that fell a Yibam. So you have a problem, Yesh Zika, Beteres Vaday. You have a problem, Aslavatsus Yavamin, Beteres Vaday. That's why over there there's a real problem. As opposed to over here, the whole thing is a suffix. You don't know if there's a problem. I mean, you don't know if there's a problem. So number one, if you have a way to work around it, let one brother do Chalitz, the other one do Yibam, Gevaldik, Ashrecha. It's not an issue. And even in the case where it's come of a council, the mice, each person could say that at the end of the day, I got it right. And as a result, you can't force them to get divorced. The Mishnah said, come of a council, ein maitzim v'chulu, tanu shelo. Shelo said, v'afilu shneim kehanim. This halach is going to be true even for the two kehanim. So Shelo was referring to the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah was, again, we have two people that married two sisters. Each one's not sure exactly who we married. We know we narrowed it down to two sisters, but it's a suffix with regards to each one, which one of the sisters they married. They both died. They both had two brothers. So what did the Mishnah say? That in the event that two of the brothers did chalitza, then the other two brothers, one would do chalitza, and the other one would do yibum. Not just that, but kadmu v'kansu, if the other two brothers went and did yibum, it's going to be okay. So Sheila said, even if those two brothers were kehanim, even if they're kehanim, now why is that a chiddush? The reason it's a chiddush is because once the other brothers did chalitza, a kohen is not marry a chalutza. So being that these women received chalitza from the other person that died's brothers, so maybe they should have a din of a chalutza, and if they had a din of a chalutza, so maybe they're not allowed to get married. Zokta Gemara, Zokta Shela, they could. My time, the reason is because chalutza the rabbanani, because the whole list of going to marry chalutza is an list of the rabbanan, the safik chalutza the gods be rabbanan, and misafik the rabbanan weren't guys, and it's only a safik. Why is it a safik? Because we don't really know
who the right Yavam is. So their chalitza might have not even been a right a chalitza, meaning the chalitza that was done to this Yavama that this Kohen is marrying might have not been a real chalitza. So it's a suffix whether it was even a real chalitza. And because it's a suffix if it was even a real chalitza, so it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue, meaning each one is a suffix. So therefore, misafik is not going to be wrong. So the Gemara says, the chalitza the Rabban, is that true? The Issa for a Kohen to marry a chalitza only is the Rabban, but tiny to the Bryce. So it says that a Kohen is not going to marry a grusha. Ain't the yellow grusha, chalitza minai, and how do you know chalitza tamalim? It says v'isha. It says the word v'isha in the parasha of Gerusha, the Isha Gerusha. Why do I have to say the Isha? So it's to tell me that not only a Gerusha, but even a Chalutza. So the Gemara says, no, really, Midrabbanan, really, it's only this Midrabbanan, the cross, Machta Ba'almahu, and this Pasik is an Asmachta Ba'alma.